For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis voters took to the polls early today for the Memphis municipal election. The wide-ranging ballot includes candidates for mayor, city council, and a sales tax referendum. WKNO's Katie Reardon visited several polling sites across the city.
Orange Mound resident Jesse Watkins says there was one glaring omission in the months leading up to the ballot box. He didn't get to see the major mayoral candidates on stage together in an organized debate.
I voted for Sawyer because she actually wanted to debate and wanted to defend her platform, whereas the other two main candidates didn't want to debate her.
Tammy Sawyer is seen as the most progressive choice in a contest pitting her against former Mayor Willie Harrington and current Mayor Jim Strickland, both of whom pulled out of a September debate at the University of Memphis. Watkins, who works in IT, says he wants leaders who are sensitive to both preservation and growth in communities such as Orange Mound.
I want us to be able to benefit from it instead of being kicked out and pushed further out in the city.
At an East Memphis polling site, several voters praised Mayor Strickland's business-friendly agenda. Here's East Memphis resident and financial investor McLean Gordon.
The quality of our jobs obviously needs to increase substantially, and that is a key thing we need to be working on. But I think he is moving the city ahead and keeping people in the right frame of mind to invest and grow.
Outside of the mayor's race, many voters said they had a hard time deciding on the ballot sales tax referendum, a ballot initiative pushed by police and firefighter unions to fund retired public safety workers' pensions. Opponents say it's unclear how the money would actually be used and that it could backfire on the city during an economic downturn. Voter Ron Goldner says there are still questions about the half-cent increase, but he ultimately voted in favor of it because he personally knows a retired firefighter who lost some of his benefits in 2015.
Right now, it looks like it's going to be used for the purposes of why we voted upon it, but going forward, hopefully it'll remain so that folks like him will still be taken care of.
Polls are open until 7 p.m. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
And you can find more election night coverage at WKNOFM.org.